Jack, you've said that in some countries, urban agriculture is becoming a primary supporter of Main Street. What do you mean by that, and how has that happened?
The way that urban agriculture supports Main Street is that it is a locally based economic activity, so that within a district, state, metropolitan area, you have an economic activity that supports the food system and some of the decorative landscape and so forth. When you produce locally and sell locally, your payoff for every dollar that you produce is about $1.50 or more. Whereas if you're producing out of that region, bringing it in with an outside bank, you're getting about 75 cents to the local economy. Now, food is one of the most basic production things that you can have, and it can be produced at small scale efficiently.
So it's a little bit of the opposite of globalization, rather than having it produced overseas and brought in. Yeah. Produce it locally, deliver it locally, and consume it locally.
Right. And it's possible that you can produce well over half of your total food requirements. You're not going to produce pineapples in New York, or bananas for that matter, but the majority of what you consume can be produced, including protein and vegetables. You don't want to grow a lot of wheat, but you can grow some grains. And then, if you're trading, trade with your local partners. Why don't we purchase more in the Caribbean instead of from faraway places like Chile and Kenya?
Would think that would also make you a little less susceptible to the cost of transportation and fuel costs going up if you've got a much shorter delivery route that you have to take to deliver the food.
Right, that's what really needs to be studied by economists, because it is true that in a low-income country you can produce a crop, blueberries is a bad example, but it's an example, more cheaply. But by the time you produce it, package it, ship it, store it, deliver it, the total cost is greater than if you can produce it locally. That has to be supported by municipal, district, and national government policy. You have to have a different inspection system. You have to have storage facilities that's convenient for the farmer and so forth. And some places know how to do that. Singapore knows how to do that. Taiwan knows how to do it. You can go around. There are some smart countries that know how to do that.
So it's a matter of breaking down the barriers to doing the things that should be done locally anyway.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. It's not, or it should be, it is being done.